Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the Magic Book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about helping their children find their voice, and today I want to talk about something that touches so many families. When your little one hesitates to speak up in front of others, or feels shy about performing or sharing their ideas. First, I want you to know something really important. If your child goes quiet when others are watching, or hides behind your leg during circle time, or whispers their answer instead of speaking up, you are not alone in this. This is one of the most common experiences parents share with me, and there is so much we can do to support our children through this beautiful phase of development. Because here's what the Magic Book taught me, and what research from places like Kyoto University and the National Academies of Sciences confirms. When children aged 4 to 5 feel hesitant about speaking in front of others, they're not being shy in the way we might think. They're actually in a critical learning phase about self-expression and confidence. Their brains are developing the ability to understand that other people are watching them, thinking about them, and this awareness is brand new and sometimes overwhelming. Think about it this way. Your child is discovering that their voice has power, that their words matter, and that when they speak, people listen. That's huge. And with that discovery comes a natural question in their little heart. What if I say the wrong thing? What if people don't like what I say? What if my voice sounds funny? These aren't signs of a problem, my friend. These are signs of growing emotional intelligence and social awareness. Your child is learning to navigate the beautiful, complex world of human connection, and that takes courage. Dr. Rikuya Hasakawa from Kyoto University's Graduate School of Medicine has shown us something wonderful. Early intervention in social-emotional skills during ages 4 to 5 creates the foundation for lifelong emotional health and secure attachment. And the National Academies of Sciences research tells us that children develop self-confidence as learners through supportive environments where their attempts at self-expression are met with warmth rather than criticism. So what does this mean for you, wonderful parent? It means that every time your child tries to speak up, even if their voice is quiet or shaky, they're building neural pathways that support confident communication. Every single attempt matters. Every whispered answer, every hesitant performance, every small step forward is actually a giant leap in their development. Now, let me share some gentle approaches that research shows really work. First, create safe practice spaces at home. Let your child perform for stuffed animals or practice speaking to family members who feel safe. The Magic Book showed me that confidence grows like a garden. You don't plant a seed and expect a flower the next day. You water it gently, give it sunshine, and trust the process. Second, validate their feelings without making them bigger. Instead of saying, "Oh, you're just shy," try saying something like, "I notice you're taking your time to feel comfortable, and that's perfectly okay." Your child learns from your response that hesitation is normal, not something to fix or be ashamed of. Third, celebrate small victories. Did your child say one word during show and tell when last week they said nothing? That's amazing progress. Did they make eye contact with the teacher even if they didn't speak? Wonderful. The Magic Book teaches us that every small step forward deserves recognition. And here's something really beautiful. Research shows that children develop confidence through practice in safe, encouraging environments where mistakes are normalized. So when your child does speak up and maybe stumbles over their words or forgets what they wanted to say, your response matters so much. A warm smile, a gentle, "That's okay. We all forget sometimes. You tried and that's what matters," teaches them that self-expression is safe even when it's imperfect. Now, I want to tell you about a story that the Magic Book and I created specifically for this. It's called The Shy Plant's Garden Song, and it's about Ethan and Miva discovering a lonely plant in a magical singing greenhouse. This plant feels hesitant to join the garden's music, just like your child might feel hesitant to join in circle time or speak up in class. But here's what's so special about this story. When Ethan and Miva include the shy plant with gentle touches and dancing, something magical happens. The whole garden creates more beautiful music together. The shy plant discovers that its unique voice doesn't make things worse, it makes everything more beautiful. This story shows children that their participation, their voice, their unique contribution makes the whole group better. Not worse, better. And that's such an important message for children who worry that speaking up might be a mistake. After you read this story with your child, you can remind them, just like the shy plant, your voice adds something special that no one else can contribute. And you know what? Practice can happen in small, safe ways. Maybe they sing to their stuffed animals first. Maybe they tell a story to grandma on the phone. Maybe they practice their show and tell presentation with you before school. The magic book whispers this truth. Confidence isn't something children either have or don't have. It's something that grows, one gentle experience at a time, when they feel safe and supported and loved exactly as they are. And wonderful parent, I want you to know something too. Your child is learning to trust their voice in a world that can feel big and overwhelming sometimes. They're learning that their thoughts and feelings and ideas matter. They're discovering their own unique way of expressing themselves. And you, by being patient, by creating safe spaces to practice, by celebrating small steps, by reading stories that show them they're not alone, you're giving them the greatest gift. You're teaching them that their voice is valuable and that self-expression is safe. The research is so clear on this. Children who receive patient, encouraging support during this developmental phase show significantly better emotional regulation, social competence, and willingness to engage in expressive activities as they grow. You're not just helping them through a phase. You're building the foundation for a lifetime of confident communication. So find the shy plant's garden song in the Book of Inara. Read it together. Talk about how the plant felt before and after being included, and let your child know that just like that plant, they have a beautiful voice that the world needs to hear, even if it takes time to find the courage to share it. You're doing beautifully, my wonderful friend. Your child is so lucky to have a parent who cares enough to seek understanding and support. Keep creating those safe spaces. Keep celebrating small victories. Keep showing your child that their voice matters. With love and starlight, Inara.